As the world is slowly opening back up amidst the pandemic, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases is steadily climbing, especially in the prison system. Today was the second car caravan at San Quentin Prison in just a month, with the slogan, "No State Execution by COVID-19. Demonstrators are calling out Governor Gavin Newsom and the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation for failing to protect prisoners, which they say amounts to a death sentence. Richard Tan is an attorney with the Labor Action Committee to free Mumia Abu-Jamal. He says some prisons in California have an infection rate as high as half of the population. As of Friday, San Quentin had more than 90 cases, which Tan says were completely preventable.
The outbreak at San Quentin has been entirely the fault of the California Department of Corrections, because what they did was they transferred 121 prisoners over to San Quentin around May 28th. And they claimed that those prisoners didn't have the coronavirus because they had tested negative. But, you know, what they didn't think of, because basically they're incompetent, is those people were all tested weeks before they were actually transferred. And as we found out from the prisoners at Avenal, after prisoners are tested for the coronavirus, they were immediately returned to the dorms where they previously were, where they could be exposed to anybody else in the dorms who had the coronavirus. So the tests basically meant nothing.
The Labor Action Committee is calling for the release of prisoners who are or soon will be up for parole or who are deemed to be low risk. Arthur League is a member of the Black Panther Party who served 7 years in prison in the 60s. Among the prisoners who League and other advocates say should be released is a longtime friend of League who has served half a century in spite of being eligible for parole since the late 70s. Tell us about Romaine Fitzgerald.
He's been in prison for 50 years, 8 months. It'll be 51 years in October 9th. He had a stroke 19 years ago. He had a rules violation just the time of his last parole hearing. And the rules violation is in itself quite interesting in that it was for possession of a cell phone. And I don't know if people know it or not, but there's no cell phone facilities in prison. You cannot buy one in prison. The only way you can get a cell phone in prison is if a staff member brings them in. So for that cell phone, they gave him an additional 5 years when he came to the board last, with 49 years.
Sounds like you've spent your lifetime at this work. The progress is extremely slow, and some of the same patterns that existed back when you were imprisoned, Arthur, are still present. What keeps you fighting in the face of the slow pace we're moving at?
Hell, it could have been me. I could be the one sitting there. And, you know, these are my comrades, people who took the brunt of the stuff that the state meted out. And they did it voluntarily to serve the community and to serve the people. How could you not?
For those who'd like to learn more about this case, you can visit freedomforchip.org. That's freedom4chip.org.